This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Into chat, all things footy, the best in the business, Jay-Z Clark.
If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know, he knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Jay-Z, welcome to you.
I take that back, Bill. I feel bad about something.
It's okay. We can cut it out for next week if you want.
We were just discussing the Jeremy Cameron.
Charlie.
Charlie Cameron decision. And it astounds me, Jay-Z, that so many times when clubs challenge and it goes into that sphere, it becomes very embarrassing for everyone concerned, including the competition.
I think you absolutely nailed it, Jim. I heard your assessment, and I think you're absolutely spot on, because around the league there have been senior club people who are genuinely stunned, stunned, and calling this the most mystifying decision in the past 10 years of tribunal outcomes. Because you think about the way we've been able to assess and break these down ad nauseum, the case by case, the frameworks, the low impact, high impact, and then the tribunal plucks out something which hasn't been, like, genuinely 1990s Chuck Lotto style, because Charlie Cameron is a good bloke, to get him off, you know, which might have been a bit of a 50-50. It has staggered people.
But Jay-Z, getting him off on a good record when he's been fined 5 times, three of them for doing this exact same thing. So that isn't a good record.
I've got a question for you, Jim. Where do you draw the line on the good bloke clause? How good a bloke do you have to be to trigger the good bloke clause?
Well, but they're all good blokes. Like, Glenn Archer was one of the great blokes. Luke Hodge is one of the great blokes.
But we'd put you in a row.
They spent more time sitting on their ass than they
did. Toby Green's a ripper bloke.
Yeah. So the good bloke clause has got hair sticking out of it. And this doesn't qualify anyway, because 5 times you've been fined. So that's not a good bloke clause.
This is a howler,
Jay-Z. And old mate Jeff Gleason needs to get in front of a room full of mirrors and have a real good, long, hard look at himself. Because too often when he's involved, we end up with things that we all look at each other and go, what the hell are we dealing with?
I think it is such a mistake. And so part of me is surprised that the AFL hasn't appealed it. The problem with that is it is its own rule, right?
Yes.
So this is where Andrew Dillon and Laura Kane get together today and they say, you know what? We're going to have to rub this out of the rule book. Mm. I don't think if they do the right thing here, they will take it out of the manual so as that it cannot happen. This will be the last good character reference that will get a player off, because do you know what? It actually doesn't matter. What does it actually matter whether you've, you know, been such an outstanding citizen for 15 or 20 years or, as you say, have only been 5 times, etc.? It's actually just whether you bumped him in the head or tackled him to the ground the wrong way. That's
especially
all that really should count.
What's going on, even this week with Nathan Murphy
and
the concussion.
For the rest of the season, do you know what's going to happen here for the rest of the season? Every tribunal case you're going to get, just say Jeremy Cameron gets suspended up there for something.
Yes.
You're going, oh, what a wonderful bloke.
Good bloke, him.
Back in 1924, he planted a tree and now lots of shade for everyone else and all that sort of stuff. So that's what Eddie, you know what I mean. So it is. We try and be so structured and consistent, and now it is the greyest of greys.
But, Jay-Z, I'm going to finish on this, and I heard Damo touch on a similar thing before in the midweek rub. As soon as we get lawyers, so as soon as we take it out of the AFL, the MRO hand down a finding, as soon as it gets challenged and it goes into a legal situation, it ends up a balls up.
Yeah, exactly.
9 times out of 10, because they've got no idea. And then they bring biomechanists in, and they've got no idea.
Who's got the most money?
Yeah, it just ends up a complete farce.
Yes, so I couldn't agree more. And do you know what? Everyone I've spoken to in Clubland in football today has said exactly what you've said to a word. So you're all singing off the same hymn sheet, and I think it'll be gone, Jim. Jeremy Finlayson, we know he's been suspended for 3 games. The Port Adelaide forward for saying something homophobic on the field in that game against Essendon. He's appeared on his wife's podcast.
So this is Kelly's podcast.
Yes.
Right.
You might think it's a strange move to go on your wife's podcast and talk about his suspension. Extraordinarily, he has said this.
You're offensive? Something that's pissed you off?
Oh, my offensive is pissed me off that I got 3 weeks suspension. that's it. That's tipped me over the edge.
Now,
but he has come out and said further to that.
Yes. So he has provided a statement since, because on the surface, that sounds like a really stupid thing to say, because you got to take your medicine.
But that's what happens in podcasts. You forget sometimes. And if you're with the missus, you're going to be honest and say that, I reckon.
So, yes, you might talk about that. That's how you genuinely feel.
Yes.
However, when you've spent the whole previous week apologising for the silly thing you said, I would imagine you try and stick to that. But he has put out a statement today, Jeremy Finlayson said, when rethinking my comments today, it's clear that I should have provided more context. On reflection, I should have explained that I was bitterly disappointed that what I said during the game was the problem. I put myself and the club in the position I did. That is what I'm most upset with. What I said on the field that night was totally unacceptable. I knew that at the time, and I know it was. Now, I stress, I have no issue with the sanction at all. So he wasn't annoyed with the sanction, he says today. He clarifies, it's just that he let his club and his team down.
And himself.
And he made the mistake.
Well, the sanction was that 3 weeks because of the remorse he showed.
Yes, he could have got six.
He shouldn't be unhappy with the sanction. I think he should be grabbing it and running.
To the idiocy of it all, Jim, which is strange. And I imagine the phone call from Ken Hinckley or Chris Davies or David Koch would have went something like this. Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Grab the delete button, put that podcast in the bin, and we're putting out a statement. Biggest story in football at the moment is what's happening at the Western Bulldogs.
Yes, what is happening? Succinct it for us.
Feels like a bit of a tinderbox there at the minute. They take on St Kilda.
Big game.
And if they don't get the chocolates in that one, they will be under extraordinary pressure. They play Fremantle the week after. And the West, which isn't going to be easier, then their mid-season fixture gets incredibly hard. I don't believe they're all on the same page there at the Western Bulldogs. I think there is a difference of opinion on the list and the talent between Luke Beveridge and other key people at the club, including the list manager. So the list manager, Sammy Power, has just signed Bailey Dale and Caleb Daniel and Jack McRae to these contracts. If he had the clipboard and he was coaching the team, I'm pretty sure all those players would be playing. So I feel like there is an absolute disunity at that football club, continuing the tension we knew existed last year. Chris Grant's been pushed to the side. Matthew Egan has come in. So I just don't know, as a playing group, how you can. What chance have you got to come out and play your best when you're an absolute mess off the field? And you know, Jim, having been one of the greatest presidents to have ever presided over a football club, what is the most important thing that you need at a football
club? You have to be united, aligned and united from top to bottom.
And just from your external view of what's happening at the kennel, do you get
I've always found them hard, though, because one of the things with Bevo, who's had an extraordinary record as a senior coach, he's always throwing his players around. Right back from the premiership year.
Yeah.
Blokes would seem to be going well, and then they throw them out, and someone else comes in. And, I mean, he's always done that. So, if it was at another club, I'd probably have a higher raised eyebrow than this, because that's been his MO forever.
It has been a little bit unclear from the public messaging, the press conferences. The other night I asked him, where do you guys think you're at? And there was a 3-minute answer that we just sort of talked about the pain, the future, the backwards, the forwards, also, you know, all sorts of stuff. So if he just said, well, working on the versatility or the form's a problem, he should have said that. But I think it's watch this space on the Western Bulldogs. There are six players. The list of clubs chasing Caleb Daniel is as long as your arm, and they'd all be prepared to give top 30 picks for him. So there's huge demand there. McRae, I don't think Lobb will be there. It's going to be a fascinating.
What about Chompers, Harms? What's he doing? Hours.
I think he could be back in the team. Not sure about Riley Sanders. Caleb Daniel's not playing in the senior team.
All right, it's massive. Stick around. Lots more to discuss. He's come in hot.
Oh, yes. He's hot.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying I'm innocent, by the way.
No.
I just need proof that I'm not.
Jay-Z Clark has stuck around plenty more footy news to get through.
Jacob Van Rooyen, keep hearing a 4-year deal.
Yep, so that deal is done. This is a big show of faith in the Demons. I know we keep jumping up and down about what happened with Clayton Oliver and Joel Smith and Melbourne's culture. Well, this is a pretty strong endorsement, to be honest, of what's happening inside that club and inside that locker room at the moment. Jacob Van Rooyen, West Coast and Fremantle would love to have.
They would have fell over themselves, wouldn't they?
So it's a good deal. He signed 18 months early. I think this is just a really positive development for Melbourne, because if he had any concerns, he would have been holding off. But he's pledged his future there until 2029, and he's a good young player.
They've got to sort that forward line out.
Are they asking a lot of him? What is he, 21 years
old?
But
they've got Petty. And I don't know about Ben Brown. Poor old Ben, he's nearly done. The knee's about done, I reckon.
Yeah, but he's been sort of going all right. He's had 9 surgeries on that left knee. But with Adelaide coming after Harrison Petty, still the South Australian, like it made Van Rooyen absolutely crucial. They got a young ruckman, Will Verrill's going very well as well. So Jason Taylor, superstar recruiter. You pay the coaches a lot of money, Jim. The recruiters, you could say, would be one of the most underpaid people in football because their fortunes, their skill set to be able to hit the mark rather than miss can be a little bit underrated. I mean, certainly since the Sop Cap went down, that's some of the most underpaid people in football when they can shoot the lights out they have like they have with Van Rooyen.
Well, if you get it right, you can make a very big difference.
Yes.
Judd McVie, another one.
Hawthorn Football Club, aren't they under the spotlight, Bill? So
big game this week.
And nice little story. Now, sometimes we make a lot of mountain out of a molehill, but my gut feel is that Sam Mitchell and Alistair Clarkson aren't the bestest of friends. They've fallen out of touch. So there's a nice little sort of subplot bubbling away in the background. And Hawthorn couldn't be more, under more pressure because we've been pumping up their rebuild and some of their young talent. And this start to the season has been very disappointing. None more so than in the midfield, where they got absolutely towed up by Gold Coast at the weekend. They trained this morning, Hawthorn.
Mouth guards?
Told very physical affair. Very physical affair. Daisy Thomas was interesting on the Sunday rub. Rabsy with us. He sort of said sometimes it's the worst thing you can do. You're feeling crap about your performance at the weekend already. And then you go belt the living suitcases out of each other for 3 hours after a loss.
You know who loves it? The supporters. They want it.
Well, yeah.
The
is
fans
it 1980s
want
footy?
No,
though?
It is. Of course it is. But now
Easy
and then.
Did he do that to you back in the day, or Blighty?
No, Blighty. He'd kick torpedoes and 100 metres because he'd get onto him.
Yeah.
And it was one-on-one. You had to run to it and bring it back to him while the other bloke's belting you and whacking you. It's the worst thing ever.
They're under the pump. And if your footy club, the North, the Kangaroos, can get up, then the media bus will be parked at Waverley on Monday. So it is, well, they just need,
well,
they need
it will
to
be
respond.
At Arden Street if the reverse applies too.
Well, I don't know. Did we care that North Melbourne keep losing?
Well, they've got to be better than the last 2 weeks. They've been both tough games and tough venues, but still they've got to, in my belief, start to show signs of heading in the right direction.
Yeah. I'm with you, Jim.
Yeah.
So that needs to happen. Maybe not in the next minute, but certainly by the end of this year. If you're a North Melbourne supporter, you want to see the club starting to head on an upward trajectory.
The thing is, as much as we've lauded that midfield talent, and Larky's a star, key forward, they are just so light at either end.
Yeah,
you know,
the back half,
it's a. Yeah. I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's a VFL back half.
Yeah, well, your best players are Sheezel and McKercher, who are babies.
Yeah.
Absolute babies. And sometimes this is the tricky part. I mean, Luke Beveridge said this the other day, you can't rebuild anymore. You can't go to the bottom and then rely on the draft to go up. And that is why.
It's going to be changed, the draft.
That's right. So the meeting.
Where's this head?
Nice segue, Jim.
Where's this head, Jay-Z?
There's a meeting.
What's happening?
At AFL House yesterday with 18 clubs and their football GMs to get their heads around this revamp of the draft. So there was a lot of frustration around the academy pick discounts for the Northern States clubs. Whoa. Brisbane have got another two coming this year. Gold Coast have got four more in the pipeline, I believe, the year after. But also father-sons are going to be lumped in this. So all the clubs got together. The nutshell is that clubs are going to have to pay more to get these stars like Jed Walter, et cetera. Even the father-sons, they're going to have to be stump up more. So just say Jed Walter goes at pick 5, you might have to have a first-round pick in the first half of the first draft to match. So rather than bundling 20 picks after pick 50 to get it done, you're going to have something genuinely. So there'll be less of a discount, which I think everyone embraces. Also, the state league, there's going to be a whole revolution there. Fremantle's the only club which is basically opposes this national state league competition. So that's interesting. They might just be forced into it. Anyway, we need some consistency around that. Also, the ball tracking is going quite well for the broadcasters and for the football public. I believe there will be a successful chip put into the ball, which is going to enhance or help make more accurate a goal review system, but it might still be a couple of years
away. Well,
let's
stop every goal umpire 5 times a quarter saying, well, I don't know. I was there, but I couldn't see it.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
Isn't that bloody annoying?
They got the yips.
Bloody hope they have. Of course they have. Make a call.
Certainly in the free-to-air games, you've got 30 seconds to work it out.
Yep.
They pay out a goal. It'll be reviewed anyway.
Yep.
By the time you get back to the middle, out of the ad break, if it's a touch ball or the ball's hit the goalpost, then reset the ground and kick it out.
Yeah, and
it's not hard.
And when you commentate, Jim, you make it sound like you aren't frustrated either. Instead of saying, not another. No, good. Goose is good. We need the right call.
Collingwood, what's going on there? And is your man Pendlebury playing this week?
I believe he will be. Very tough and courageous competitor, so I don't think there'll be any doubt there. They are playing great footy, the Magpies, so they need to respond. They've got a bigger Anzac Day game coming up, so they need to get their ducks in a row. Very sad news this week with Nathan Murphy being forced to retire from
sad for everyone, concussion. The family, for the supporters, for him.
Yeah, but you know when you are still experiencing ongoing headaches from a couple of hits months ago.
We're going to see a lot more of this, aren't we?
Yeah, and so Collingwood have looked after him. They extended his contract by an extra $500,000, knowing he'd probably get to this. So that's a free hit. Well, will that count outside the cap or not? That's still being worked out. Paddy McCartan, a good friend of yours, Bill, recently received an insurance payout, a six-figure payout. You'd think Angus Brayshaw would be in line for something like that as well. Nathan Murphy's going to follow the same path. He's got an insurance expert, Adriana Oreskov, fighting that fight for him. And some players, we found out now, are actually taking out their own policies.
Yeah, right.
The AFL has an insurance policy which has a few holes in it.
Yeah.
Jake Colajasny and Tommy McCartan is the other one who's taken out their own insurance policies to cover them for concussion. It is a serious issue in the game, of course.
Free agents as we let you go.
Both their brothers have finished up through concussion, yes. The Colajasny and McCartan,
yeah.
Hence why they've done it.
Cade, that's right. Hugh McCluggage, big watch on him. He has not signed at Brisbane Lions yet. If he was to leave, you'd think the Lions would match a bid, which would force a trade. How many picks would you want for Hugh McCluggage? So Jeremy Cameron was three. Paddy Dangerfield was two on a player. Remember Timmy Kelly was three, not a free agent, but still.
Geelong involved in all those.
I wonder whether the Lions would be asking for the absolute world if St Kilda or Essendon or Adelaide want Hugh McCluggage. The fact that he hasn't signed now is a big worry for the Lions and their fans at the moment.
If he goes another year, though, they get nothing. He just walks out.
As a draft? Yeah. Yep.
As a free unrestricted free agent.
Hasn't got to that.
No, hasn't, but it could.
Could.
Jay-Z?
I think there'll be plenty of boxing on between the clubs if it gets to that.
All right. Well, good to see you, Jay-Z Clark.
Good on you, boys.
Oh, Jay-Z's a part of the Thursday rub tomorrow night on the Boundary on Saturday and the Sunday rub.
He's everywhere. Busy.
And slow down when you have to finish up.
Talk.
We played it on the 5 at 5:05 when you had to wrap things up.
I stuff it up sometimes.
No, you get everything right. Jay-Z Clark on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.